Good afternoon, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie with the June 21st T3 Observations Update for Sunday. In today's update, we have a couple of new concepts to look at. First, we're going to look at the daily indicator chart, which is as of last Friday. And I will show you there that the market has another drop down to the 55-day moving average, which is given as 890. It's basically a retest of the low two or three weeks ago, where we had a rising bottoms pattern in the oscillator. And what we're missing right now is a rising bottoms pattern in the current environment. So it would seem that the rally that we're having is going to fail, and you should come down to the normal place for the center post of a new T is on the 55-day moving average, plus or minus. And so I expect we'll see that next week. You wouldn't want to get too excited about that kind of a drop in here, because that's exactly the place where you tend to get the reversal point. And as a minimum, you get a sharp 5 to 7 day rally. So you just go through it. If you're looking to buy something, which I think is a good idea, I would say that you would look for the volume oscillator, which basically has flat bottoms with the low going back into mid-May. To have a rising bottoms pattern, it almost always shows up just before the market takes off, and you can use that as a gauge. The second part of our presentation for today is the high yield bond T chart, which is the chart that follows. And I have referenced, it says see update for Monday, February 16, 2009 below for confidence indicator introduction. You can slide back down on the web page and get to the February 16th, and then you can listen to the audio and so forth. But I did just put the chart in there for some of those people that might it'll just bring back a little bit of a memory. The chart on the high yield bond T is a very interesting one, potentially a very powerful concept. I'm very pleased that I came up with this concept, because it was implied in my February update, but it's not clear until you see this picture. That what we're watching here is the Fidelity's Capital and Income Fund, which is called a high yield bond fund, but it's basically sort of a junk bond fund. It's a polite name for a junk bond fund. Its symbol is FAGIX. In the confidence indicator, the confidence indicator is a very ancient and venerable and widely respected tool developed by Barron's in the form of the Barron's Confidence Index, and it's just the ratio of a high yield, high risk bond performance to a very high quality, relatively lower yield. And as you look at that chart that says the confidence indicator chart, what you're doing is you're basically just looking for a shift in the emphasis between safety and aggressiveness. If you look at the chart that we have here on the capital and income, you can see that starting in the year 2000, that bond fund began to enter a bear market, which is very similar to the actual bear market. And it carried down and made a double bottom in the latter part of 2002 as a typical double bottom T, where you split the difference. You measure the time from the top in the early 2000 period down to the center of the double bottoms, just like we did for the advanced decline T's. You take that distance on the chart and you exactly double it. What I do is I duplicate that blue line that's on the left-hand side of the T, and then I slide it across and I add it on to the center post of the T, and I get the projected peak. And you'll see that in early 05, there is a peak in the rise of that bond fund. The interesting thing about this is that it confirms the advanced decline T's forecast. Basically, it confirms that there is a bull market like the advanced decline T analysis that I had done before. But the double bottom is located in the bond instrument, which carries a very high yield and is potentially very desirable. And it doesn't have the same center post location. It has the same pattern. It just shifted into the 2002 period, rather than being late 2002 and then early 2003. This is an example of where you can sort of figure things out a little bit ahead. The profitability of these bond funds is something that most people don't realize. If you look on the price scale over to the right, you can see that the peak was around $8.50 for the 2005 top. The bottom is, it's given as $4.98. And so anytime you can take a fund from $4.98 to $8.50, that's a pretty good set of gains. The interesting thing about the gains that you get into that one is that they are in a very conservative, high-yielding bond. You were buying bonds at the, when that was double bottom was being made, you were getting a very high income yield of 10%. The bond is depressed because they think that you're in a recession and you can't, and therefore there's a risk of default, and so that the price gets down low. After the double bottom, people have decided that there isn't any risk for the, to a recession not ending, and it's about to turn around. And that money causes this confidence indicator to flip over to where they want the high yield junk bonds, and then you'll see a corresponding drop off in the federal and typically treasury bonds, which are ultra safe but don't pay a lot of money. In my own indicator, when you calculate this, the important thing to remember is that the person that bought the bonds down there is getting probably over 10% income during the holding period coming up from 03-04. So when you take the ratio of the whatever you bought it at, which is around $5, and when you sold it to 8.5, that's a capital gain. But then you have to add in the extra returns that you were making on that trip, which is it's not quite 3 years. And so when you add up that total percentage of the 3 years' high interest gains plus the capital gains, it becomes a phenomenally profitable and yet still very conservative and very easy to, thing to see on the charts. You just have to be patient on letting the thing go down. They have to be patient going on the way up. Now, I also have noticed that these sharp, jagged drops, which is in the bond fund, and I've noted that they're short-range T-center post lows. That is the that's the way it goes. These things start to look a little bit like equities, and so they have the reactions when the short-term T's, when an old T expires and you drop it to the center post of the next T, and you can see those being generated through here. I thought it was extremely informative to be able to do that because the curves look like they're much much steadier than you know, the S&P 500 high-low. And you're dealing with an investment that has virtue to the conservative investor. So a conservative investor adopting this strategy can do very well. Now, if we move on, we see that that high-yield bond T correctly predicts a top in early 05, but the thing does go on because the rest of the forecast from the advanced decline T is for a little bit longer, but there's not a lot of profitability in it. This raises the opportunity for having bond T's and mutual fund T's tell you where the best gains are, and then you kind of walk away from it. You have to go and find something else to do. And next week, I'll probably turn to the gold T and other things that tend to be more specific to the particular investment. Going into 07, we see there's a top at 929 for the bond fund. It went down to 514. It made a W bottom pattern. It looks like it's very easily recognized. It is almost exactly a double bottom. So you get out of the problem of having to try to figure out whether the, you know, what I discussed last week, where you got the S&P is kind of tilted on the downside. The advanced decline line is kind of flat. You could just use this as a much simpler concept. If you take and split those two double bottoms and you go back to the 929 price level in at the end of the latter part of 07, and you measure the distance across to the center of the double bottom, and then you flip that over, you're going to end up with a top, which is in the which is going to go into 2010. It'll go through this year. It'll go into 2010. It looks like it might be in the middle part of 2010. You remember that the advanced decline T says that there's a forecast that would be probably somewhat later. But then we started to think about maybe the double bottom is going to cause a double pop and a double top, and it is possible that upon further reflection and refinement of the high-yield bond T's, we're going to realize that those two tops have a big hole in between them. And basically what we're discovering now is that there is a double top in the sort of middle to latter part, sort of the general middle part of 2010. And what you want to know about that is that you want to back off and check out this high-yield bond T because it could be the end of the momentum followed by a correction, then a recovery back up into the advanced decline T's top, and you don't want to be straddled out there being greedy at that time. You also makes it clear that the rise off the double bottom, you want to get absolutely close to the double bottom there, because the lower you can buy this, whatever the higher is going to be, the ratio is greater, and so you're in the best position if you can buy in early. The fact that you are going to have a correction here as part of today's forecast in that pullback in there, it didn't make any difference to the last ones. They just I wouldn't bother with it. Don't get too excited about it, because there really isn't. If you're an investor, you don't have to really worry about these things. If you're looking to buy something, then you have to guess where the bottom is and so forth. Okay, that's it for today, and I have some some other important things to do relative to individual investments in my next update, which will be a week from today. And thank you very much. Bye bye.